Alana Miles, Black Velvet, Late Night Graham Torrington here Sunday to Thursday, 10 to 1. It's Mental Health Week, and it's important that we talk about the issues many of us face day to day. And it's healthy to talk about how we feel and what we go through as well. So let's chat about it tonight on the programme. Share with me tonight the moment that you faced up to a mental health issue and how you actually dealt with it. You know, what counts is that we have got good help around just when we need it. So did you receive good help and did it work for you? Get involved now. I want to go to Matt now. Evening, Matt.
Good evening, Graham.
You and I have spoken before on this programme, so my listeners are aware, or if they didn't hear you last time, that you have had in the past mental health issues. So tell me what you were going through.
Yes, so back in 2011, I was in an abusive relationship with a violent ex-girlfriend. I was also being bullied at work. My mental health took a big slump and ended up leaving my job, became unemployed for around about 2 years, left the abusive relationship, was referred to a local, it's now a national, mental health charity called Richmond Fellowship to help me get back into work again, regain skills and employment. Got involved in some voluntary work at a local radio station in Cambridge, Cambridge 105 Radio, and off the back of the skills that I picked up there, I ended up working for Richmond Fellowship, became a community link worker as a service in Sudbury and Suffolk, and a year ago I was promoted to a communications and marketing officer for all the services in the south of England, covers Birmingham as well. So for me, it was a really difficult time back in 2011, a long recovery process, but with the help of the charity Richmond Fellowship and indeed the stuff that I do in radio, I was able to get through that difficult patch, get back into work again, and now help others along their recovery journey.
Well, it's really important for me and my listeners to understand, when it was really bad, what was it like on those days for you, Matt?
It was absolutely awful. I could not get up in the morning. I found it really, really difficult to concentrate and do anything. One of the worst things that people can say to someone who's suffering from depression and anxiety is, oh, you're just having a down day. It was worse than that. It was every day. It was constant. And making the first leap to get help or seek support was a very difficult thing. But it was one of the most vital things I ever did. And if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
Well, who spotted what you were going through? Was it you or was it somebody else that said, hey, Matt, you're having a few problems on you, mate?
Yeah, it was my parents. They spotted that I'd been down, a change in personality. I wasn't going out and seeing friends. I wasn't interacting with them as much. And I looked pretty miserable. That's what my mum told me at the time. And she then referred me, or asked me to go to see my GP, which I did. Went on a course of antidepressants, with an antidepressant called fluoxetine, which is a very, very powerful drug to stop negative thoughts. Then subsequently got referred to Richmond Fellowship, and sort of that's how it happened in my life. And it was a close family member that spotted what I was going through and helped me make that first step to go and seek support at my local GP.
We are hearing lots this week about mental health because it's Mental Health Week, and in particular about blokes. Now, you and I are blokes here, Matt, and we know we're not very good at opening up to stuff.
That's right. You only have to look at the shocking statistic that suicide is the biggest killer of men under the age of 45 in the UK. It's a massive problem. It's a big problem. But if there is a man listening, or a woman who might see her husband or her partner struggling, it's one of those things where it's not manly to talk about feelings. It's one of the bravest things you can do, and if anything, it is one of the things that I think more men should do. They should talk about their issues and should be able to feel empowered to do that. So if you are a man listening and you think to yourself, oh, I might be suffering from mental ill health, please go and seek support. Go and make that first move, whether it be speaking to a friend, family member, a colleague, speaking to someone like the Samaritans, they're very good, or going to see your GP. It's really, really important that you do that.
Matt, thank you very much indeed for coming into the show tonight and sharing your thoughts. Some really good advice there. So it's Mental Health Week this week, and it's really important that we talk about these issues, as Matt was saying there a few moments ago. So if you feel as if you're in a bit of a black hole right now and there's no way out. Let's talk about it.